we're doing our Pesachim. Okay, the beginning of our Pesachim. So, it's actually interesting. Is that it's always called Arvei Pesachim, but so I'm focusing on the two yourselves, whether it's Erev Pesachim or Arvei Pesachim. I don't know if you noticed that. But, because Erev, but it's funny, it sounds like Arvei Pesachim, because Pesachim is plural. So Arvei should be plural, you know? But Erev Pesachim doesn't bring it up, right? He does. Because he says, it's the Erev that you shacht, that everybody shachts their Pesachim on. You know what I mean? So it's one Erev that everyone shachts their Pesachim on. Okay? Or it's Erev Rishon Vesheni. Pesachim is Erev Rishon, Erev Pesach Rishon, and Erev Pesach Vesheni. Okay, but the symbol is Arvei Pesachim. It's in general. You know, the yearly type of thing. Okay. So Erev Pesachim Salach Mecha, Lo Yochal Adem Ashtach. Okay. So the halacha is that on Erev Pesach, close to Mincha time, okay, you're not allowed to eat up until it gets dark. Okay? All the way up until it gets dark. I guess presumably until Mitzvah Matzah. Or we don't know exactly yet. Okay. So, Rashi. So, Erev Pesach Samach L'Mincha. What is Samach L'Mincha? I mean, Kodem L'Mincha Ma. A little bit before Mincha. Okay?
Right. Precise.
Very precise. Not very precise. I know. It's funny. Chatzi Shah. See, that's what Rashbam says a little bit. Mincha Mincha Ketana. Kodem L'Mincha Ma'at. Chatzi Shah. It's Chilei Shah Asiris.
He spells it out.
Because that's usually what Samach L'Mincha means. But I don't know. It would sound a little bit from Rashi that he's telling you it's not that way, you know? Don't think it means a half hour. But it means a little bit. You know what I mean? Because otherwise, why should he...
A couple minutes.
Yeah, so it sounds like it's trying to exclude a half hour. Because it's a half hour, say a half hour, you know? You'd think that's what it sounds just simple reading from Rashi. But, fine. Okay. So, fine. So, Mincha, so Rashlam says, talking about Mincha Ketana. Okay? Mincha Ketana. Okay, that's Mincha. Okay, fine. So, Lo Yochal Adam. So, Rashi. Why? So, why can't you eat? That's the big mystery here. Why not? Why can't I eat? Right? What's the prohibition here? So, Rashi says, Kedei sheyochol matzah shel mitzvah l'teyavon. So, I'll eat the matzah's mitzvah tonight with an appetite. Okay? When I'm taiva, it's like a taiva, like when I'm in a desirous state. Mishum hidur mitzvah. Because that's hidur mitzvah. Okay? Hidur mitzvah for the matzah, presumably. Okay? That's hidur mitzvah. Okay? How's that hidur mitzvah?
Because the way you're related to the achila is superior.
Right. It's a superior relationship to the mitzvah. Okay. Okay. Rashbam says the same thing, basically. Okay, mishum hidur mitzvah. Shalom matzah teyav, mishum hidur mitzvah. Okay? Fine. So Ben asked a question. Is that the Hidur Mitzvah is usually optional? Right? I mean, since when the Hidur Mitzvah is an Achiev, right? It's like it's a nice thing to take a Mezuzah, Sefer Torah. There's a whole thing, a statement, all these things that it's a mitzvah to have. I forgot what I think it's the Gemara in Sukkah. It says a person should always. Zeke Levan Vei, we learn that from. This is my God and I will beautify him. So so it means. You should have all kinds of chavtzah shel mitzvahs should be beautiful. Okay, the ink of a Torah should be good, the parchment should be good, all kinds of mezuzahs should be good. Everything should be beautiful objects for a mitzvah, right? But these are optional. There's no halacha that you have a chiyav to do a hiddur mitzvah, and certainly there's no isser to not do hiddur mitzvah, right? Right. So that's the question. But here it seems that Hidur Mitzvah is mandatory, and the reason why I'm not allowed to eat is because if I eat, it's going to end up happening is I'm going to forfeit my Hidur Mitzvah of Te'avon. Okay, I'm going to forfeit my Hidur Mitzvah of Te'avon, which is bad. But fine, so I don't have Hidur Mitzvah, fine, but I'm Yosef Mitzvah. So what's the big deal? What's the big deal? So they tell me it's usur to eat? It should be. If a guy wants to be a Hidur Mitzvah guy, okay, Mahadar Achasamitzah, whatever it is. So then, he shouldn't eat. They should give advice. This is what you should do. Don't eat in this time. But it's an Isser. So how do you make an Isser here? Where does this Isser come from? Right? I mean, that's the problem. Right? Okay. Now, just another question. This is Rabbi Weiss mentioned to me. I was talking so with him a little bit. But the good question, I think it's a good question, is that normally you find that Hidur Mitzvah is in the Chavtza. Usually it's the way it is. You know, it's a beautiful chafta. You know what I mean? A beautiful salula, beautiful esrog, beautiful Torah, beautiful mezuzah, beautiful. You know what I mean? You're making the chafta into a better chafta somehow. It's beautiful. But here, it's not that way. Here, it just used to be a separate thing that you should eat it, but they have one. You know what I mean? I don't see it as like a problem, but it would be nice if you could unify that. Like what is either mitzvah din chafta? Is it not din chafta? Is it like what's the concept of either mitzvah which was going to unify all these things? Essentially, what is the concept of hidur mitzvah? What's the unified idea? I mean, it's true. I mean, I'm not certain that you don't have any such thing like that by and not in the chafta. Like then, like I said, like for instance, arguably you could argue near Chanukah they say mahadrim, but there's a lot of Torah that's not really hidur. It's a different thing. We have by milah they say hidur mitzvah for the tzitzim makven, such in makven. Shouldn't have remembered something about staka. I mean, I'm not positive the term doesn't occur anywhere, but you know, but it would be nice if we could just define. I mean, whether it does or it doesn't, but if hidur mitzvah now has different meanings, I mean, we see it definitely lends itself to different types of meanings. So could we just unify what's the concept of hidur mitzvah? Right? I mean, that I think would be a nice idea. I mean, whether, you know, that's not so much of a problem, but it would be nice to unify them, and there has to be some unified idea here, and it would seem to be one's halacha that chafter shamitzvah should be nice, now there's another halacha that I should eat it when I'm desirous of it. Like, what's, you know, so could we unify those? That would be a nice type of thing to do. So the question we're asking is, so what's the whole idea of Hidur Mitzvah? I mean, why do I have to have a nice Sefer Torah, a beautiful Sefer Torah? I mean, Sefer Torah is Sefer Torah, and there's Kashrus and there's Pasos, and what's, why is there even such a thing called Hidur Mitzvah? I mean, beautiful isn't like a Torah value, it would seem. I mean, beautiful Torah, I mean, Torah Halacha, the Halachic man sees the beauty of the Torah and the Halachic structure of the Sefer Torah, you know, it's made Kelchasa. But you see, it's not true. Apparently, it's Halacha, Zakeh Mavayu, is to actually beautify. It's not a fun of the mitzvahs. There's actually an aesthetic beauty, it seems to me, right? I mean, what else does Hidur mean if not an aesthetic beauty, right? So what place does that have in the halachic system? It seems to be, doesn't really fit in, it would seem, right? Okay, so you guys are saying good. I just want to bring in, there's a Rambam. It's kind of related. There's a halacha, there's another halacha, there's a halacha of Bizli mitzvah. Okay, it's kind of on the opposite side of Hidur Mitzvah, there's halacha of Bizoy Mitzvah, which is, it comes up in different sugyas, but there's halacha by Kisei Hadam. So in Kisei Hadam, what you have to do is you have to cover over the blood. Bishecht, I believe it's a chayar of. So the blood you have to cover over with dirt. So it says, it's in the last halacha in Sefer Kedusha. It's in Shechita, Yadal Dazayan. Kshmechaselo yichase beragla. And when you cover it, you shouldn't cover it with your foot. Okay, take the dirt. You kick the dirt onto the blood, right? Seems like an efficient way to do it. But you shouldn't do that. It says Ela biyado b'sakin obekli. Kedei shelo yinog bo minog bizayon v'yom mitzvos bizuyos alav. Okay, so you shouldn't be doing minog bizayon, and mitzvos will be bizuyos alav. Right? You'll argue. Who cares? Who cares really? Am I covering the blood? Am I not covering the blood? Right? So the Rambam explains a little bit. Okay, this is like at the end of a sefer. You know how we kind of. Gets a little philosophical sometimes, so he says, "She'en ha'kavod le'atzman shel mitzvah," because the kavod is not for the mitzvah itself, ela l'misha tziva bohen baruchu. Okay, rather it's for he who commanded in the mitzvah. V'hatzilenu milamashesh bechoshech, and he saved us from groping in the dark. V'arach osanu ner liyasher hama'akshen, and he set up a nair for us to straighten the crooked ones. Okay, or lohoros nesivas ayosher, and a light to teach us the paths of straightness. V'chein hu omer nair l'raglai devaracha v'ar l'nesivas. And the pasuk says, your words are like a light for my path, for my paths, and a light, also a candle for my paths, and a light for my roads, whatever. So it seems to be saying is that there's that the mitzvos really reflect. It just says l'mishat tziva b'am baruch hu. Means they reflect the borei olam. The God gave us the mitzvos as basically as a derech achayim, right? As an or for our path. Okay, and as such, it would seem to be is like I think what David was saying is that in general, what a person does is. Is you can't just take like a cold approach. Say, look, I'm doing the mitzvah and that's it. Either miyotze or not yotze. But in general, the way a person relates to that which he values is he treats it nicely. A person values his car, he's going to have a beautiful car. A person values some sort of sentimental thing that reminds him of his great-grandparents, then he's going to treat it with a certain respect. He's going to keep it in a certain type of a box. Or whatever it is, just the way people treat things reflects his attitude towards them. Something which is important. You don't use your foot to move around. You take it with your hands, you take it carefully. Something which is important, you beautify it, you make it look nice. So that's just the way a person has that sense in him. So as such, it's saying, since mitzvah, that's what I think, zekeli v'anveyu, is that a person that has a desire to beautify things, okay, to look at things and to relate to them as being beautiful. But it's saying the true beauty is always going to be in that which he values as being important. So it's saying, as such, since mitzvah is the all of ultimate value, because that really is God's gift to man, which gives us the proper derech chayim. So therefore, man's emotion of noi should be directed towards the Borei Olam. Toward how? Through those vehicles which God gave us to perfect ourselves. Okay, and to get closer to God. So therefore, it's saying is that there's a kiyam, that's a kiyam, a general kiyam, and a person doing mitzvahs is hider mitzvah. To be zevan vei, it's not elephant of the mitzvahs. Okay, it's not elephant of the mitzvahs. He should try to do the mitzvahs in a way where which reflects that attitude of that mitzvahs are something which is very significant and something special, precious to him. So that's a kiyam to do the mitzvahs in a derech which reflects that. Okay, so that's to do it, and to that is shalom zuyos alav. If you do it in a degrading way, then that's going to contradict in the person's mind the whole identity of mitzvah. Something which is zuyos is unimportant, and something which is beautiful, you beautify and you look at it as something which is nice and esteemed. That's a machshav of things. That's kavod to the mitzvah. So it could be that's the thing is that that's a hider mitzvah, right? Now the thing is that what's the thing here? And this is Rabbi Weiss said this. This is Rabbi Weiss said. He had this that the thing is that in a mitzvah there's in an object, and the point is that hider mitzvah isn't to beautify the object. Okay, it's not the object. See, it's not a din the chafetz per se. It's really a din in your relationship to the mitzvah. Okay, that's the real halacha. This is not the fun of mitzvah. This person, the gavra's relationship to the chafetz shel mitzvah, okay, that should be a certain type of. He should relate to it in a certain way. And there's two ways to enhance the relationship you have to an object. One way is by beautifying the object. This is what Michael said. This is your point. There's one way is to affect the object and make it beautiful, and therefore you're going to value it because it's a beautiful object. Another way is to make some sort of a change in yourself so that you will relate to it in a higher fashion. Okay, like in matzah, what are you gonna do? You can't beautify the matzah. It doesn't lend itself to make it beautiful. I mean, you can argue it's lachamoni. It's not a beautiful bread, but bottom line is, if you put yourself in a certain state of hunger, so then it's gonna be desirous to you. That's a little bit teva. It's gonna be a taifa. So that's, but in both of them, the goal is the same, is that you're enhancing your relationship to the object. Again, through changing the object or through changing yourself. But it's the same idea. Because in Hidur, it's the kiyam isn't in the chafza. The kiyam is in the gavra's relationship to the chafza. Alright? So the main problem I said, that's that. So now the main thing is in this sugya, though, why is there chiyav here? Right, that's the big question. Is in general, that's a nice idea. It's a kiyam. Hider mitzvah is a nice kiyam, but you don't say there's a chiyuv of hider mitzvah. So why is there a chiyuv here? Right? Okay. So you could try to think about it, and I tried to think about it for a while, but then I think it's a gemara. Okay, and that's the gemara I reference you guys to. Okay, it's funny. Rashi and Rashbam just leave it out. They make it sound as if this is really hanging on its own, but it's really a gemara. The gemara is on Kozayin Amaral, the bottom of Kozayin Amaral. So the Gemara says, "Kuvzayin Ralf." It says the Gemara wants to know again. The Gemara is going to get into a little bit of a detailed discussion here, but I'm not really interested in that for now. I'm more interested in how it affects our problem here. Okay, but the Gemara wants to know is when it says the Isser Samach LaMincha, it wants to. There's two minchas. There's Mincha Ketana and Mincha Gdola. Mincha Gdola is 6.5, and the Mincha Ketana is 9.5. Okay, fine. So I think normally they brought the Mincha Ketana Mincha Gdola at 6.5. But then I think like on Erev Pesach something, Shchalis B'Shav, something like that. There was one time they went up to 9.5, so I think 9.5 is the Mincha Ketana, something like that. Okay, but the point is, once the Gemara wants to know, whenever you say samach mincha, you have to know which mincha is it. So the Gemara says, samach mincha gedola tanano, demo samach mincha ketana tanano. So which one is it? Is it a half hour before, or is it samach to 9.5, or is it samach to 6.5? That is a big difference. So the Gemara explains, why would I say one or the other? So samach mincha gedola tanano mishum pasach, del maasi lamimshach, vasil noemi lavid pizcha. So do you say that it's close to mincha ketana? I'm sorry, Micha Gedola. And why? Because that Micha Gedola is when you're going to, in the time between 6.5 and 9 or whatever, you're going to be bringing the Karban Pesach. So if you're going to start eating a Seuda, you're going to be drawn into your meal, and you're not going to do the Karban Pesach. So that's why you say, maybe that's why there's an Isser of eating a Seuda.
You're going to bring it at all.
Yeah, you're going to end up here. Yeah, you're going to not bring it at all. You're going to get involved. So maybe you say, that's why there's an Isser. There's an Isser because it's Erev Pesach. And Erev Pesach is the Zman of Karban Pesach. So in the Zman, just like you have Karban, Zman of Mincha, there's a halacha, you shouldn't eat a Suda in Zman of Mincha. Okay, that's a similar thing. Or in Zman of Kriyas Shema, you shouldn't eat a Suda. Because Suda is a thing which draws you in, and you get involved, the next thing you know it, the time has elapsed. So it could be that's why they made the thing, to protect Karban Pesach. Since it's Mitzvah Karban Pesach, they'd say, you're not allowed to be Kaveh Suda in that Zman. So that's one option. Or maybe, no, it's nothing to do with that. Really, it's Mincha Ketana, which is after the Karban Pesach. Nothing to do with the Karban Pesach at all. It's after the Karban Pesach is done. But why? Umisha Matzah. So it goes to Matzah. Dilma Asi Lamechla Lamatzah Chilagasa. Because if you're going to be allowed to eat a Suda, right, you can't say you're not going to do Matzah directly because this is before Pesach. We're talking about Erev Pesach. So if it were just a matter of not eating matzah, you'd say don't do it once the Zman of matzah comes along. But this is already hours before matzah, right? So why is it saying no? It's not because you're not going to do matzah and you're going to be busy, but it's because you're going to end up causing yourself to be eating the matzah on Achil Gasa. Okay, you're going to be so full that when it comes time for matzah, you're not going to really be able to eat it. And under certain conditions, Achil Gasa is not even Achil. Okay, if you're really stuffed and you're pushing it in there, it's like a painful to eat it. That's not even defined as achila, and you're not going to be able to eat mitzvah matzah. Okay, let's see Rashi. So Rashi says a dilma samach mincha ketana. Okay, at the top, b'teisha shos kishuhu meuchar perak tamid umishem matzah sheikonis lo kishuhu taiva. There that came in again, right? Sheikonis lo kishuhu taiva. Okay, see the problem is here is that this doesn't line up exactly. I mean, because this is really what the forget Rashi for a second. So what the Gemara is saying is that, and this is the way the Gemara concludes, it's because of matzah. It's not because of matzah. It's because of matzah. So it's because of matzah, why? Not because of taiva. Not because of teavon. It doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara because of teavon. It doesn't say because of hidur mitzvah. It says because if you're going to be able to do it to eat beforehand, you're going to end up being mefatil in the midst of matzah. Not because you want to have a kiyum of either mitzvah, it's because you're actually going to be knocking out mitzvah matzah. Okay, you come to eat a chilagasa, which is not, it's not a chilas, so you're not going to be yotzei. So if it were just hidor, the Gemara should have just said, kideisha, some of us, domo, tzamach mincha ketana, misha matzah, kideisha yei, nechal te'avo. So should have said that, the Gemara knows how to say that. But it didn't say that, it says so that you won't come to eat a chilagasa, which the Rashbam explains, that that's not a chila. Okay, it's not achil. Achil gasa is not achil.
So
the Gemara is saying is the reason why is that you can't eat it. From 9 hours, let's say, because if you do, you're going to be so full that when it comes time for matzah, you're not going to be able to say the mitzvah achilas matzah. So to protect you, and make sure as a get there to make sure that mitzvah matzah is actually fulfilled, they're mechayiv. They answered eating at that time, which is, makes good sense why it's mandatory. Because that's a gather. It's a gezerah. It's a gezerah to protect mitzvah matzah. They know that you can let a guy eat, he's going to let it. The next thing to know, he's going to say, nah, I'm still going to be hungry later. Don't worry about it. He'll start eating a meal. Next thing you know, he's going to be full. It's going to come matzah. He's not going to be able to eat mitzvah matzah. So to protect the mitzvah matzah, okay, to protect the mitzvah matzah, and it makes sense because, see, it's funny. The thing is, a mitzvah of achila, it's an interesting mitzvah, because normally a normal mitzvah, let's say, I'll give you a second. Let's say a normal mitzvah is like a lulav. So you just take a lulav. It's a big deal. You don't have to be in a certain state to take a lulav. But achila is the kind of thing that you can't just do. You can't just decide to eat. It depends. You have to be hungry. If you're full, if you're stuffed, your mamash, you can't eat because it's not considered achil. So it's a mitzvah that Chazal noticed is something which depends upon a certain condition of being hungry, or at least a little bit hungry. So therefore, but they realize the person is going to end up losing himself, and it's going to end up, he's not going to be able to do the mitzvah. So to protect the mitzvah, they made a gzera. They made a gzera, you're not allowed to eat.
Are you saying that...
So it seems that makes sense. If that, this Gemara makes good sense. So why is there a halacha in the Mishnah you're not allowed to eat? It's a gzera, a normal gzera. Nothing to do with either mitzvah, nothing to do with teavon. It has to do with a gzera, so you don't come to a chilagas. So that's what the Gemara is. Some way to read the Gemara. So Rashi over there and the Rashbam over there do not make any mention whatsoever of this thing. They just say it's why it's because of a typo. You know? Because of a typo. So you think maybe it's Machlokas, I don't know, somehow Rashi, they're not learning the Gemaras. Rather, they forgot about that Gemara. But on this very Gemara, Rashi said that. Rashi on this very Gemara, he says, what does it mean, Misha Matzah? Okay? Misha Matzah, the Gemara explains. The Machlokasa. He like takes that out and goes on to his own explanation. Misha Matzah, she kanis like Shu Taiva. So then you'll go into it when you're hungry. Okay, which is definitely what he's referring to, what he said earlier, which is Hidur Mitzvah, it's the same thing. So Hidur Mitzvah isn't the same thing as saying so that it won't be Achil Agasa. I mean, those are two different things. So on this very Gemara, you can't just say Rashi over there didn't know about this Gemara, and this very Gemara himself he says it. So it's very difficult. I mean, what happened here? I mean, why was Rashi and Rashbam just so totally ignored that whole thing? And it's a Gemara, it's an open Gemara. Just seems like something's missing. I think the Ran actually quotes the Gemara because he says it says later on about Achil Gasa. He doesn't tell you exactly where it is, but I mean you got to find this Gemara. Without this Gemara, it would seem you can't really learn that Mishnah properly. I mean, because it's a Gemara. I mean, Rashi is definitely, you know, it has to be. But you have to incorporate this Gemara. The Gemara explains what the reason is. So you can't just. It sounds as if Rashi and the Rashbam are making up their own reasons. Back on the Mishnah, it sounds like they're just making up their reasons. It sounds like, oh, it's their Svara because of Taiva. As if there's room to make up Svaras here when the Gemara itself openly is bothered by what's the reason and it explains the reason. And still, there they have their own reasons. It tells us, Domos Ilechel Chilagasa, Ve'ena Achila. Get them in the Kras of the Yuma. Okay. Ochel Chilagasa Yom Kippur, and Pater. Eat the Chilagasa on Yom Kippur. If you stuff yourself right before Pesach, right before Yom Kippur, and you're totally stuffed, and the second Yom Kippur comes, you eat, you're potter. I'll be allowed to do it, but you're potter, because it's not achila. So it's mamash not achila. Okay, and Tosa goes into it, but some other places implies it is an achila, whatever. But that's the pshat in the Gemara. Pshat in the Gemara is because it's not a kamiyan achila, and you're not going to be yotzei mitzvah matzah. So it's a siyag, it's a gather, to protect the mitzvah matzah. Okay, so we're going to think about this question, we're going to just go a little bit further in the Mishnah. So Mishnah decided to have some advice. Okay. So then the Gemara says, talking about again, it's talking about Erev Pesach. Samach Lamecha. It says, Afilu Anish B'Yisrael Lo Yochal Ad She'Yasef. Okay, even, it's funny, the continuity of the Mishnah here, but whatever, let's leave that go. So it says, even an Ani in Kal Yisrael shouldn't eat until he leans. Until he leans. So Rashi says, what do you mean he leans? Afilu Anish B'Yisrael, but Lo Yochal Ad She'Yasef, Kederach B'nei Chorim. Right, Kederach B'nei Chorim. B'Mita, well, that's what the Bach changed. The mita ve'al hashochan, zechel cheres. Okay, the mita ve'al hashochan. Okay, I think Rashman said the same thing. The mita ve'al hashochan, zechel cheres. So what does it mean? The mita is on his bed and on the table. Okay, zechel cheres. My question is, what's that idea? What's he talking about? On bed and on the table. What does he mean? Just on his, presumably means on his bed. With at his table, I guess, right? I mean, what else could he mean? Right, on his bed, at his table, I guess. I mean, he's not leaning on both of them. Like, it just, like, what's the point? That's my question. I mean, we know what leaning means. So obviously, Rashi and the Rashbam are trying to tell you something here. You know what I mean? Like, what are they trying to tell you factually? I mean, it seems to be they're telling you halacha. That's the way to do it. Like, I couldn't just... Like, let's say I didn't have, so you seem to be telling you things. Let's say I didn't have a bed, and I just sat at the table and I leaned. Seems to be that wouldn't work, right? That's one thing that seems to be wouldn't work. And let's say I didn't have a shulchan, and I just laid on my bed. It would seem that wouldn't work. I mean, it seems to be it's telling you that it has to be leaning at the table on a bed. So what's the idea there? It's so funny, like, what's this combination?
At the table.
Yeah, Isaac asks, what's the hav mina? Why would I think an ani shouldn't lean? I mean, leaning is leaning. You don't have halachas. Even an ani should take a lulav. Even an ani should take, you know, should sleep in the sukkah. Of course, an ani is an ani. Who cares if he's an ani? So Tosus brings it up. Maybe he'll take it up. He says, you might think it's not considered a seba. Okay, then we'll get to it. Okay, maybe we'll get to it. We'll see. It's a good question. But Tos takes it up. It's a good question. Why would I think? That's that. Okay, now the next thing is, it says, v'lo yubchesu lo me'abrakos ha'shoyayin. Okay, and they shouldn't have any less than 4 cups of wine, even from the tamchoy. Tamchoy is the plate that they use. Tamchoy, I think, means plate. It's a soup plate. Kitchen. Soup kitchen?
Say the Gemara.
Okay. I think tamchoy means plate, though. It's a plate.
That's
just
what
I
remember.
Oh, it's okay, yeah. Okay. All right. Let's look at Rashi. Arba kosos. So arba kosos. Can I get arba l'shonig ula? Umurim v'golos mitzrayim. Utseis yeschem, yitzalti yeschem, galti yeschem, v'kakti yeschem, paras v'era. So I think this is a famous, right? Everyone's familiar with that on Rashi. Arba kosos. So everyone's familiar. There's a famous thing. Dala kosos is, can I get the arba l'shonig ula? All right. Utseis yitzalti yitzalti l'kakti. So that's the arba l'shonig ula. That's this thing. The dalad kosos is because of that. It's not so simple, but the Ron brings in the other pshatim. But I think this is the most standard pshat that everyone knows about. Okay, that is dalad kosos. That's why there's dalad kosos. Okay, dalad kosos. Why? Because there are 4 lashonos of gula. So I don't know. Maybe it would be nice if we could just explain something about that. Like what's? You know, it's fun. It's a funny halacha. You know what I mean? Like you're saying the dalad kosos halachic thing is because of the 4 lashonos of gula. Like what's? Like, first, how does Rashi and Ashram know that? It's not a Gemara. Maybe it's Yerushalmi. But how does... It seems like it's their Svara, kind of. Like, this is what it has to be. Like, this is how they figured it out. So, is there anything we could say? Well, first of all, what's this idea of the 4 Shonos Gula? What are they? What's the concept? And could we explain, like, how they're kind of working their way into this halachic structure somehow? You know what I mean?
Also, the fact that...
I mean, Rashi and Ashram kind of are making it up. Because the Ron brings down their other reasons. It's not like there's a Masorah, that's why. Because there's another reason is because there are 4 mitzvos. There's Kiddush, there's Magid, there's Halal, and Berachos HaMazon. So there's 4 mitzvos. So they set up 4 kosos. You know what I mean? 4 kosos. Because the Seder works out. 4 kosos. You know what I mean? So it's not like, he brings out this one also. Rashi and Ashram had this idea. But where'd they get this concept? It just sounds like a funny halachic thing. I mean, that's what, you know what I mean? It would be nice if you could give it some explanation. Okay, so we got a lot of problems here, right? But the first thing we want to work out is what's the big problem in Rashi and Ashbam, the combination of Achila Gasa and Teavon. Okay, then if you get that, then the Mita al Shulchan, and then this thing of the Nashon School. And maybe we'll go to your question. That's a good question about the Ani. I mean, I didn't really work on it yet, but that Tosos. So if you do the Ani question, you have to do Tosos. Okay, because Tosos really takes it up, so might as well go. It sounds funny. It sounds like a funny halacha. Like I told you, there are 4 meaning because there are 4 parts of the body, and I mean... These are nice, like I got it does, you know what I mean? Like they're midrashim like that, you know. I know they're midrashim like that, but you don't usually see that in halacha. But I mean, presumably the Rashi and the Rashbam are explaining to you the very halachic source of the halakosos. It's not just I got it here. It's not just some added idea they want to show you some philosophical idea. This is the halacha. Why the halakosos? Where'd that come from? Why don't you just drink wine on Leil Pesach? The reason why is because Rashi and Rashbam are saying because the halakosos is cool. So I think that's why I was saying it sounds like it's an unnormal halachic kind of a reason. So it'd be nice if we could explain that a little bit. And also, what are the 4 lashonos gula? What's that idea? I mean, of course, it's sadly 4 different words for gula. I mean, presumably it's going to be because there are 4 concepts here. So maybe we could elucidate the concepts, you know.